And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening, 7:05 on a Tuesday night. It's Kelly Alexander with you, joined by Dr. Ronnie Monk. Hello, Dr. Ronnie. Can I call you Ronnie? Dr. Ronnie, you let me know what you'd like.
Either's good for me.
Very good. So we're very excited to have you back on CJD. We've got lots to talk about tonight. And, you know, we're going to base the show around fillers, lots of questions with regards to all of that. But of course, if you have questions about Botox and fillers and all that sort of stuff, that is fantastic. If you have any other aesthetic questions that you might want to think about having done to yourself, this is the time to call up 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Now, just so you know, Monk MD is actually a medical and cosmetic dermatology practice. Dr. Monk specializes in aesthetic dermatology and offers many different treatments in his office, including laser skin rejuvenation, treatments for acne, rosacea, scar improvement, hair removal, cool sculpting, and injections like Botox and fillers. And again, that's where we're going to kick off the show tonight, talking about that. And also, I did want to mention right off the top that you actually did a blog just like within the last 24 or 48 hours, right, Dr. Monk?
We just posted it on our website.
Perfect. And so that deals a lot with filler information, correct?
It does.
And the difference between fillers and Botox?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's more focusing on fillers and what fillers are and expectations with fillers. But I do go into a little bit the differences. But I do think we'll talk about it on air tonight anyways.
So. Perfect. So you can, and if you want more information after we speak, of course, you can go and check out that blog, which will be at monkmd.com. And of course, if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Ronnie, you can do that at his cosmetic phone number, which is 514-937-2757. So can we start off, because I think there's lots of misconceptions sometimes as to what fillers really are.
Yeah, so fillers are, first of all, fillers have been around for ages.
Okay.
Initially, when they were first using them, they were collagen fillers. So, you know, collagen's a substance that's in the skin, it's natural, gives volume, and gradually as you get older, we lose it. Mm-hmm. So everybody was into collagen fillers, but those collagen fillers actually tended to cause some allergic reactions and people developed some redness to them. So the fillers have evolved since then, and there's been a lot of different types of fillers since they were initially created, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long ago, maybe 40, 50 years ago.
Okay.
Now the latest craze are hyaluronic acid fillers. So hyaluronic acid, again, like collagen, it's natural, it's in the skin. It gives that cushiony feel to the skin, so mm-hmm. it gives you some volume. And when we're young, when we're in our teens and our 20s, we have tons of it, and it's in the skin, and it just gives us that bounce in our skin. But unfortunately, as early as into our late 20s or early 30s, we start to lose that hyaluronic acid.
Oh, wow.
So the fillers, it's basically a jelly substance that we inject back into the skin to re-give the skin that youthful volume. And what's amazing with some of the newer fillers on the market, so these newer hyaluronic acid fillers, is the way that they're actually created, they don't only serve to fill lines. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody comes into the office and they say, I hate these wrinkles around my mouth.
Right.
I hate these wrinkles around my eyes. And sure, in the old days, we used to fill those wrinkles, but we're smarter now. We don't just fill wrinkles. The way we use fillers is we actually use them to address that lost volume, where that volume is lost.
Okay.
And these newer fillers will help to not only fill, but they lift.
Okay.
So you have a tremendous lift capacity with these fillers, such that I really feel that if it's done properly, you can get a surgical type of lift or facelift non-invasively, just with injections alone. It's incredible the results you can achieve with these injections with today's fillers.
Something that popped into my mind as you were speaking is, I know you said you mentioned as we get older, you start to lose that sort of, I guess, just the fullness in your face. Mm-hmm. Does that happen if you are slightly overweight as well? Because I notice with you know, let's say people in their 40s and stuff, if they're thin, you kind of already start to see that drawn look. For does sure. that happen with someone who might be carrying a few extra pounds?
For sure. It's a great question. And actually, of course, exercise and good diet and so forth is great for your health, but unfortunately, it's not great for your volume.
Okay. So I was right. Okay.
And I see a ton of patients who are super fit, but they come in their late 30s, early 40s, and unfortunately, they need a lot of product. They need fillers. And for these types of people that are very active, the fillers just don't last as long as somebody who's more sedentary.
Right.
Now, that being said, I always recommend exercise and
yes,
it's good for your health, but you need volume. You just need the fillers there when you're so active. They don't last as long.
Wow. Okay. So that's really great to know. Now, something else I think people would maybe want to know is how do fillers differ from Botox? Because I know that was a question that I had, you know, like over a year ago. I was like, what is really the difference?
Yeah. So the main difference is that Botox is basically, I could call it a drug. It's
okay,
a drug that mm-hmm, will relax muscles.
Okay.
It affects the nerve supply to the muscle, and it will basically cut that nerve supply off. So if we inject it, for example, into the forehead, people will not be able to use those forehead muscles as actively. And so for lines that are created by muscle movement, such as the forehead lines or the frown lines between the eyebrows or those lines you get next to the eyes when you smile,
yeah,
Botox is incredible because by relaxing those muscles and not allowing the person to contract those muscles as strong, those lines will soften. Now, it's a fine line between using Botox naturally, mm-hmm, meaning to obtain a very natural result and soften those lines, or using it to ablate those lines and freeze up the forehead and have it look unnatural. That's where the expertise of good injection technique and good clinical judgment comes into play. And that's why, in my opinion, it is so important to really seek a consultation with a professional, with a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon, somebody who's very well trained, knows those muscles cold, and can easily predict how many units of Botox you really need. So that's what Botox does. Botox relaxes muscles of facial expression, whereas fillers are different. Fillers fill in volume. You need volume. As we get older, we all lose volume in our cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
The skin starts to sag because there's nothing holding it up. We lose that volume in our cheeks. So where we fill, one of the most common areas that I fill is into the cheeks. And by doing and recontouring the cheeks with good hyaluronic acid fillers, not only am I improving the cheek contour, but I'm able to lift the entire lower face and also address that sagginess that happens over time simply by injecting the cheeks.
Okay.
So it's pretty impressive, but they're very different. Botox is a liquidy material that's injected into the muscles, whereas filler is a jelly that I inject often deep onto the bone to mold onto the bone and give structure and volume.
Here's a question that's kind of out of left field, but I'm wondering what your thoughts are. If we look at somebody like a Kenny Rogers or a Renee Zellweger, who, especially Renee, in the last year, we've all seen the pictures where she doesn't look like she did, you know, 10 years ago. And it's not just the aging process. Clearly something is different. Is that like overuse of Botox?
I think so.
And, okay.
And that's the most common thing that people tell me. They come into my office, they've never been injected, and they're very afraid to do injections because they see people down the street who have huge cheeks, huge lips, doesn't look natural.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because I get the opposite end of the spectrum, and I inject a lot of people that come to me and say, you know what, I'm really unhappy with my injections. Nobody noticed the difference. And I put in 4 or 5 syringes into somebody and nobody made a comment. Nobody noticed. So it's funny because you have
wow,
the two sides of the spectrum. But you know what I really think? I think that it should look so natural. I think if people know that you've had work done, it's not good work. It should be so natural looking that it just refreshes you. You look relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you slept for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You're rested. Your eye bags are better. And you just look refreshed. And where people will start to notice that you're doing work is 5 or 10 years down the line when you're just not aging like your friends are. It's true. That's when people will start to ask you, what are you doing?
Oh,
what
wow,
is going on? And I know this because I've been around for quite a bit of time already.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw my mentor doing it where I learned to do my injections in Ottawa.
Yeah.
She had patients she was doing for 10 plus years. They look so natural. They look incredible. I strive for the same with my patients. My patients, we always go for natural. Nobody. I don't change the face. I don't change the contours. Everybody. It's about obtaining a very natural result. But where people will notice is when three, four, 5 years down the line, they're just not getting that saggy skin. They're not getting those deep wrinkles. They will never need a facelift because they're always going to be lifted from the beginning.
Fantastic. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. My name is Kelly Alexander, your host. And when we come back, we're actually going to talk about if you can use Botox and fillers at the same time. Lots of different questions coming up for Dr. Ronnie. Of course, if you have questions for him, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Welcome back to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie. And we've got lots of things to talk about, including more information on Botox and fillers. But we also have room for your calls and your texts. So if you'd like to call in, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And if you'd love it, we would love it if you'd put your first name in the text. We actually have Georgia on the line. What question do you have for Dr. Ronnie?
My husband, I think, has eczema. It's like there are welts on his arm. And how do you get rid of that? Unfortunately, our family doctor resigned. So,
okay, the key with eczema, so eczema, for those that don't know, is basically just dry, red, crusty, inflamed skin.
Yes.
And most people get eczema really because usually their skin is very dry. And as you get older, the skin is more prone to dryness. So what,
he's 93.
He's 93, so I'm sure his skin is very dry. Yeah. So what he needs to do regularly is moisturize twice a day minimum, good thick moisturizer, and basically lather up the whole body.
What would be a moisturizer?
You know what? There's a lot of good ones at the drugstore.
Like, would that be like Vaseline skincare?
Yeah, Vaseline cream, for example, is a good brand, or Aveeno.
Aveeno?
Yeah, as long as he's using it twice a day is what's important.
Georgia, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We actually have a text from Chris saying, what's the difference between Vanquish and Cool Sculpture?
So Cool Sculpting is a technology that I actually offer in my practice. It's a technology. So both of these are technologies to basically sculpt the body and get rid of the fat. Cool Sculpting is the only technology that uses cooling to freeze off fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the applicator is applied on the area, for example, the flanks or those love handles. And after a 35 to 1 hour treatment, those fat cells develop crystals inside them and they actually break open and die. So it's a permanent procedure to sculpt the body, get rid of fat cells non-invasively. Whereas Vanquish, I'm not 100% sure, but I do think it might be radio frequency. And so it's doing the opposite. It's heating, it's killing those fat cells through heat. So it's funny because we always used radio frequency in the past to heat those fat cells and kill them. Whereas Cool Sculpting is a newer technology, been out about 5-6 years, and it does the opposite. It freezes those fat cells. I think both of them are quite good. I mean, the reason that I have Cool Sculpting in my office is because I know that it works well. I've used it for over a year when I was in Ottawa doing my fellowship there, and I've had it in my practice now about 6 months, and I see the results. I mean, it's incredible. Non-invasive, no downtime, no discomfort, and it's one or two treatments per area, and you can really sculpt the body. Whether it's those love handles, whether it's the belly, and it's not meant for fat weight loss. Like, you won't lose much weight with it, but it will drastically change your figure and sculpt those areas that no matter how much exercise you do, you just can't get rid of.
Oh, fantastic. And can you go to work if you have one of those treatments?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you kidding? I did it on my love handles and I was in the gym that night.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I had nothing. I had a little bit of numbness that lasted about 5-6 weeks.
Okay.
And that was it. No discomfort. It was incredible. So the other things we do with it, I mean, we do double chins with it. We do arms with it. Man boobs are commonly done with it.
So really? Okay.
So it can be used anywhere on the body. If you could pinch that fat, you can freeze it.
Fantastic. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. If you'd like to reach out to him by phone, his cosmetic phone number is 514-937-2757. And his website is monkmd.com. That's MUNKMD.com. And of course, he just actually wrote an interesting blog about fillers, and that's up on the website as well. Another text has come in, Dr. Ronnie, from Christina, saying, are there any good over-the-counter products to treat rosacea?
So rosacea is a very sensitive condition, okay? When you have rosacea, you're prone to flush and get red, and you have red skin with dilated veins. And the truth is that there's a lot of skincare products out there that can really irritate the skin and make your skin a lot worse. So it's hard to really make a recommendation and say, use these products, because there's so many out there. Mm-hmm. What we do in my practice, if you come and make a consultation with me, I do have a skincare consultant who meets with you and goes over some good skincare with you to get you on a good routine. I myself do laser a lot for rosacea, so I treat that redness with a great laser where we can shrink up those veins and even out the skin tone and significantly fade the redness and just make your skin look more even.
Okay.
It's a matter of just maintaining, because of course rosacea is a condition that's there for life. Can't get rid of it, but with good laser control, skincare control, you can really, the skin can look fantastic.
We're up against news, but I did want to ask you if you can use Botox and fillers at the same time.
So I commonly use Botox and fillers at the same time.
Okay, great.
Botox, like I said, relaxes muscles. And so in areas like the forehead, the eyebrows, and around the eyes, it's excellent. Whereas fillers, I use more in the lower face. I fill the cheeks often, like I said, to lift and to address the sagginess. It is incredible how you can reduce sagging through fillers alone, and it's 10 or 20 minute procedure without any downtime. It's just incredible.
Wow.
The fillers I commonly will do in the cheeks.
Yep.
I'll contour a jawline with filler. I'll augment a chin or lips with filler. The other area I fill quite often are eyes. A lot of people come to me saying they look tired, they have eye bags, they need surgery. And mm-hmm. I tell them, I can do your eyes in about a 10 minute time span with minimal risks of downtime or bruising. And that's something I want to discuss in a few minutes.
I'm marking it down.
I want to discuss that in a few minutes. But with minimal downtime, I can significantly improve your eyes in about a 20-minute period.
Okay, great. So we're going to talk about bruising when we come back. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk right here on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's Kelly Alexander with you, 7:36 on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, and lots of texts coming in to 514-800. We'd love more if you'd like. Just put your first name in, if possible. That would be fantastic. And we want to get to Mr. Joey right away, who's been on the line for a while. Joey, can you tell us what question you have? Problem with bumps on your arms?
Well, it's like on my skin, random places. I'm not sure what to associate with, but I find that when I eat pasta or pizza, anything with bread or wheat or whatever, I get them, and it's almost like they're pimples. Sometimes you can pop them, sometimes you can't. I'm just worried if you've heard of this, or if you know if there's anything I could do or anything like that.
It sounds, Joey, like maybe you have a little bit of folliculitis. So folliculitis is basically a common condition where people get little pimple. They look like pimples, and they happen often on the arms or the bum or the back. And it's basically, we all have bacteria lives on our skin all the time, and sometimes they get into the hair follicles and cause little bumps. So if it is folliculitis, good things to do would be to use maybe an antibacterial soap. They have some over the counters at any pharmacy you go to. So washing your body with that once a day can help control the bacteria. And then using an antibiotic cream, even something like polysporin sometimes on those little bumps, or a prescription antibiotic cream that, for example, your family doctor can give you is often helpful.
Joey, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone, 514-800 by text. He mentioned that it was, he noticed it when he was eating certain things. Is there something to do with?
I don't think it's related.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people come to me and tell me this rash is associated with this food, whatever. So, it could be. It's possible sometimes things are associated, but if it's folliculitis, it's a common thing that doesn't really have an association.
Okay.
But look, if it's persistent despite you using antibacterials and antibiotic creams, it's good to get it checked out and just confirm that that is in fact what it is.
Now, before the news, we were chatting about fillers and Botox, and we actually had a call come in, and he didn't want to stay on the line, which is fine, but he asked me to ask you the question, which was, how long do fillers actually stay in your system?
Great question. So fillers, it really depends on the type of filler. Okay. What we used to say for most hyaluronic acid fillers is that they lasted 6 to 12 months.
Okay.
However, the newer hyaluronic acid fillers that really lift, that I use in my practice the most often, have longer longevity. So they last, studies have shown something like Voluma, which is one of those fillers that I commonly use in my practice that really lifts the cheeks like none other, will last about 2 years. Okay, now that being said, what I always recommend to my patients is I'm going to fill you to the point that you're going to look great and you're going to look very natural and you'll be lifted and we're going to get a great result with you. What's important is maintenance. So if I end up using 4 to 6 syringes in you, which is the average that I'll use on my patients, but obviously there's a lot of variation there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But let's say I end up using, for example, 4 to 6 syringes in somebody. It doesn't mean every time they come in for maintenance, they need that amount of product. If people are regular with their product, I find, you know, it's a lot of volume initially to get you the results. And then the maintenance is easy. It's maybe 1 syringe, maybe 2 syringes. And I get my patients to come in and see me every 6 to 9 months for little touch-ups. And I think if you're good and you come regularly for your follow-ups in that manner, you will never need that bulk amount of product again.
Okay.
And you'll just stay looking good forever. The other thing, Botox is a little different.
Okay.
Botox, which relaxes those muscles of expression, mm-hmm. will last on average between 3 to 5 months. So
okay.
you have to come more often. I get my patients to come every 4 to 5 months, little touch-ups of Botox. And the truth is, the longer you do these touch-ups and the longer you use the products, the less and less product you need.
Okay.
Reason being, every time I poke you and I put some filler into you, there's been good studies showing that just by putting filler into the skin, I'm stimulating those fibroblasts to produce native collagen.
Oh.
So not only are you benefiting with fillers from the filling that I'm doing and putting that volume in, you're also benefiting because your own collagen molecules are being turned on and you're getting collagen production.
Okay.
So it's funny because a lot of people will ask me, you know, if I only do it once and I don't like it and I never want to do it again, am I going to be worse? And what I tell them is, first of all, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to want to come and do it again with me. But second of all, there's still benefit for you because we're going to stimulate your fibroblasts to produce collagen anyways. So you're going to get long-term benefit out of it.
Now, here's a kind of a two-part question. Is there a certain age you want to start people at? And I'm sure that, again, is there's variations to that, but that is sort of part A of the question. And then part B is, if you do, let's say you start at 38 or something and you keep going, is there a fear that your body's going to get used to the fillers and Botox and it's not going to work anymore at some point?
So I think people should start considering injections in their early 30s.
Okay.
And, you know, I say that, but I have a lot of people coming to me in their late 20s. But the sooner you start to think about it, the more it's going to be preventative. When you're in your late 20s, early 30s, you know, doing a little bit of Botox on your eyebrows to give you a little bit of a brow opening so your brows are lifted and you look more relaxed,
mm-hmm.
and just soften those muscles, you will never get those frown lines. So you will never need to treat your frown lines. It's prevention.
Okay.
When you're in your early 30s, you're going to start to notice that's when changes happen. Your skin starts to droop a little bit. You notice your eye bags. For sure, people in their early 30s can use fillers. That being said, they don't need a lot of product. You know, somebody in their early 30s, maybe 1 or 2 syringes, but it's a great age to start thinking about the products. I find when you're into your 40s or your 50s, that's when you start to need a lot more product if you're treatment naive.
Okay.
If you've never done fillers, you'll start to need at least 3, 4, 5 syringes, depending on how active you are, how much volume you've lost. I mean, everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start early, you will never need a lot of product and it's preventative.
Okay.
So fantastic. I do recommend starting early 30s even.
Okay. And then with regards to the product, it's not that if you use it for 15 years, it's going to be a problem, like where you get used to it?
Not at all.
Okay.
I mean, very few people will develop antibodies to Botox,
okay.
where Botox will stop working. What's nice is today we have different products. So Botox is one mark. We
mm-hmm.
also have Dysport. We have
okay.
Xeomin. And these are products that work just like Botox in relaxing muscles. So for people, for example, for the less than 1% of people that do develop those antibodies and the Botox doesn't work, there's other options. The risk of developing reactions to Botox or the fillers is extremely, extremely low. And that's because, first of all, Botox is probably the best studied drug in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been tons of studies showing its safety and efficacy. Mm-hmm. So I feel extremely safe injecting Botox without any hesitation. Fillers are natural. I mean, it's hyaluronic acid. We have it naturally in our bodies. Mm-hmm. So the risk of developing a reaction to it is very low. I mean, of course, things can happen, but it's very low when done properly with good technique.
When you see, you know, a Hollywood star that like, and I would even want to go back like 10 or 15 years now. I remember there was this soap actress who was gorgeous. And I think she was even ranked on People magazine as one of the 50 beautiful people on the planet. And then I think she went a little crazy with collagen back in the day. Is collagen kind of out now and it's all about fillers and Botox? Is that where things are at?
Well, collagen was a type of filler. It was okay. One of the first types of fillers that came onto the market.
Yeah.
But a lot of people did develop reactions to it.
Yeah, because she looked like she'd been attacked in the lips. Like it was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people that got lip reactions, they were injecting a filler into the lips called Dermalive,
oh, okay.
Which is a type of filler. It's a permanent filler, actually, or a longer lasting filler that a lot of people developed reactions to and got kind of a lot of lumps and bumps in their lips.
Okay.
What's great about the hyaluronic acid fillers is, number one, they've been around now over 10 to 15 years.
Okay.
So we know they're safe.
Yeah.
They've been around a long time and studies after studies have shown their safety. Number two, they're not permanent. So what's nice about temporary fillers is that if you get side effects, they're also temporary. Whereas if you're injecting fillers that are permanent, side effects are permanent.
Okay.
So these fillers are the safest on the market. They can be degraded. If ever something goes wrong with a hyaluronic acid filler, there is an enzyme that I can inject directly into that filler or into the skin, and it degrades that filler. It removes it completely. So there's a safety net there. And I do see a lot of patients that have had complications with hyaluronic acid fillers, not by my own work, mm-hmm. but by other physicians out there that have injected into a wrong location or used an inappropriate filler.
Yeah.
And what's nice is I degrade those fillers and it basically, I mean, the results are great because the fillers go away, the complications are away, and it's a non-issue.
Okay, great. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. If you'd like to reach out to him at his office, the cosmetic phone number is 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. My name is Kelly Alexander. When we come back, we're going to talk about bruising, if that happens or if it doesn't. But first, it's 7:46.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
It's 7:50. Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Ronnie at his office, the cosmetic phone number is 514-937-2757 and the website monkmd.com. We had a text come in asking about Exilis. Is it a good way to remove fat? What is that, Dr. Ronnie?
So I think that's another radio frequency technology.
Oh, okay.
So it's radio frequency, again, that heats up and cooks the fat as opposed to freezing the fat. So I don't do I actually do radio frequency in my office for skin tightening.
Okay.
But for fat removal, I do Cool Sculpting just because, like I said, I know it works. I see the results. It's incredible. And one or two treatments, that's all it needs. Whereas a lot of the times with the radio frequencies, you need more frequent treatments. And there's a lot of different radio frequency devices out there.
Okay.
So it's hard to advocate one versus the other. I don't know. I'm just more familiar with Cool Sculpting, and that's what I would recommend.
Okay, perfect. Now, we've been sort of teasing that we're going to talk about this. So can you explain bruising? Because I think that's a concern for a lot of people. Like, they're going to walk out and need sunglasses for the next 2 months.
So for sure. So it's impossible when we're poking around in the skin to say you will not bruise at all. Okay, that's impossible.
Yeah.
But there are some areas that are much more sensitive to bruising, such as, for example, when I do the under eyes or the tear trough under the eyes, mm-hmm. or when I do the lips, or when I do anything around the mouth. There's a lot of vessels there. So if the needle hits a vessel and causes it to kind of pop, you're going to get a bruise.
Okay.
What's changed my practice, and I only started doing this very recently, actually, Kelly, what's changed my practice is that instead of using needles, which are sharp and will pierce a vessel and cause a bruise, I started using a lot more cannulas.
Okay.
So a cannula is a device that it's longer than a needle. And it's not sharp. So what happens is I make a little hole in the skin with a tiny little needle mm-hmm. where you shouldn't bruise.
Yeah.
And then I use a cannula to kind of fill the whole area.
Oh,
so okay. I started doing that in my practice more because I went to a conference and I learned a good technique about it. So I started implementing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually changed my practice in a way that I can do eyes and okay. I can do lips and I can tell people that they will probably not bruise.
Oh, wow.
And it's changed my practice. So people come and I do their eyes and their cheeks and their lips and they look great and they go back to work.
Perfect.
It's changed the way I feel and the way I feel about injections. It's really altered my practice.
On that topic, can we talk about when someone comes into your office and is even thinking of going into your office, but is scared thinking like, this is going to hurt. I'm scared about pain, you know?
Yeah, fillers do not hurt.
Okay.
There's local anesthetic inside the filler. So the first, needle that I put in, yeah, it's a little needle.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like, you know, technique matters. And so if you get the needle in quick and in a painless manner, it's really not too bad. I do think I'm soft-handed. So
yeah.
At least my patients tell me that. But I mean, sure, you feel that initial needle, but as we go along with it and I poke a few times and I start to put the product in, there is that freezing aspect to the product that you barely feel it. So the majority of my patients will tell me, you know, on a scale 1 to 10, it's about a 2 or 3 on 10. So you barely feel it. If you've ever done laser hair removal or IPL skin rejuvenation, you feel those things a lot more than injections. They're relatively painless.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic. Now, can you talk to us about if there's other products that you use in combination with Botox and fillers?
For sure. So when you come into my office, the first thing that happens is you sit down with me. We go through a consultation. So what are your concerns? What bothers you on your face? For sure, we talk about injections because I think, like I said on air before, everybody can really use injections.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other things, you know, if it's your skin tone that bothers you and you have a lot of sunspots or brown spots, or you have rosacea and redness and dilated veins, you know, beautification or cosmetic dermatology is multifaceted. It's not just injections. It's a matter of making your skin look good, making your wrinkles look good, and making your volume look good. It's a multi-component thing. So we go into, we discuss skincare, we discuss lasers, how lasers can improve your skin texture and the quality of your skin tone. And then we discuss how fillers can address the sagginess and the volume, and Botox can relax the muscles. And in the end, when you combine lasers with skincare with injections, your results are incredible. And to me, this is what people in Hollywood are doing
okay.
to just maintain their youthful look, not by changing their face or over-injecting their lips or over-injecting their cheeks, but by doing natural-looking things, and everything makes a little bit of a difference, and then the cumulative effect is incredible.
If you can answer this next one in about 15 seconds, because we're running out of time. We had a text come in. What about breastfeeding women? Can they have Botox or fat freeze done?
So any cosmetic procedure in my office, I usually tell people not when you're pregnant or breastfeeding,
okay.
more for medical legal reasons,
mm-hmm.
but I usually don't treat breastfeeding women. I
okay.
wait till after.
And like how many months after does it matter?
As soon as they're done breastfeeding.
Okay.
Just because, you know, there is a theoretical risk of passing it into the breast milk.
Right.
So we just don't do it.
Okay. Perfect. I understand that you have a shout out you'd like to do before we wrap up the show tonight.
My three daughters, Gabby, Jamie, and Avery, they listen to my show every time I'm here. And so I have to say that I love them and they have to go to bed.
Okay. Perfect. I love that you end with a directive. Very good. Dr. Ronnie, thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kelly.
So if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Ronnie Monk, very simple. The cosmetic phone number is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. The website, monkmd.com. That is MUNKMD.com. There's a great blog up there right now speaking about fillers and Botox, so check it out. A big thank you going out to Brian Callisar for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Thanks so much for joining us here on CJAD.